34-year-old Keisha from Chicago has been eating toilet paper since she was 11.
I crave it because I love the way the toilet paper feels on my tongue.
She keeps toilet paper in her purse and the glove compartment of her car. She munches on toilet paper instead of popcorn at the movies. She eats half a roll every day. That's 1,200 pounds of toilet paper in 23 years.
My favorite is this one.
Welcome, everyone, once again to our Friday night show. This is the RF Sports Radio Show. You are on live with us. I'm your host, RF. And, of course, we're going to be joined by my co-host, Royce, here in just a sec. I am so happy about this being Friday and waiting for a big weekend. We had the Mavs and the Lakers last night. We reviewed that. They played the Bulls last night. We'll talk about that, too. But the big thing, the big topic tonight has got to be the AFC and the NFC Championship game. And it all starts Sunday at 2 o'clock here in Central Standard Time for us here in Dallas. But 2 o'clock Sunday, we get to find out who's going to be coming to our hometown right here in Dallas and Arlington, actually, to play the Super Bowl. So I'm very, very excited about the weekend. We got a lot of stuff to cover. We're going to break down, of course, the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship. We get into some mellow trade talks. Of course, this seems like it will never end. And also, President Obama makes his pick. So we'll find out who he likes to go to the Super Bowl. I guess you guys will probably know who he's going to pick, but find out what score he likes to see in the game. And then also we'll talk about Manny Ramirez. He's on the move. There's some talk around town about him being a Ranger. Well, I've got some news for you guys. I don't think he'll be a Ranger just yet, but we'll talk about that as well. Let me bring on my co-host real quick, Royce. Royce, I want to welcome you to the program, man. I know you're a little under the weather, but you're being a trooper tonight and coming on with me.
Hey, Rodney, how's it going? You know what? I was listening to the opening part of the show. If I can eat toilet paper and make me feel better, I may need to eat a roll. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm hanging in here.
Yeah, again, we're glad you're hanging in. It's a big show tonight. We definitely don't want you to miss that because everyone wants to know exactly who you're going to be picking for the Super Bowl. So let's get into that. If you guys are listening to us live, make sure you always go to blogtalkradio.com/RFSports. Jump into the chat room. You can find out who some of our listeners are picking to go to the Super Bowl. And then, of course, if you're listening to us live as well, make sure you call 323-927-2906 and get your opinion there. We want to find out from all of our callers, who are you picking to go to Dallas? Who's going to make it? So I need everyone to call in. 323-927-2906. We want to hear from everyone from across the country and represent the teams. Let us know exactly who you think is going to the Super Bowl. So we'll definitely get into a lot of that talk. Let's start with a couple of the top stories, as we always do. And we've been talking about Cam Newton. Of course, he did declare for the draft. He did hire an agent. He's going to go with Buzz Cook. No surprises there. He's a D.C.-based guy with Perennial Sports. And come to find out, you know, Cam talked about his dad not being in the stadium, Royce, and come to find out he was actually there in so many ways. They say they didn't even walk into the stadium until after the game for the celebration part of it, but he was there. And his dad had kind of already had this deal in place. I guess there's no shockers there that his dad is already willing to deal in on his son's behalf, but he already had it locked in for him to be managed by Buzz Cook, and Buzz Cook is a pretty well-known guy in the NFL. So it could mean that Cam will land at a good team, whether it be a Cowboy, we'll see. But, of course, no surprises. I think his dad was definitely going to be there for that game, right?
Oh, yeah. You can't miss that.
Can't miss that. No way you can miss that. And we talked last night about the Lakers, and the Lakers and the Nuggets are set to go at it right now. I'll give you guys a quick update on that game here. But the Lakers and Nuggets, as I said, and Melo did not go to shoot around today. Him and the coach have been having a little issue. We'll get into that a little bit later when we talk more about Carmelo. But right now, Denver is up 25-20, and it's about 40 seconds left in the first quarter, so we'll keep you guys updated on that. Now, we did get a chance to catch up with Kobe Bryant, one of my favorite players in the NBA. We caught up with him when he played the Mavs. He played his interview for you guys last night. I'm going to give you guys a sneak peek of that in case you didn't hear it. Go back and download this show from last night. It was a great show. We had Kobe Bryant, Ron Artest, Phil Jackson, Sean Marion, Jay Kidd. We had all the NBA stars on that last night. But here's a quick interview I did with Kobe Bryant talking about the game, but also what he's looking forward to, especially when the All-Star break is coming.
The game tonight, I mean, I know you guys want to come in to get the win. What happened out there tonight as far as you guys losing the lead, especially in the second half?
Well, we gave it too many easy looks. They shot, you know, such a high percentage from the field because of our lack of defense and defense recognition. We just didn't do a good job of that thing.
So what's next? How do you guys do next? What are you going to build on from tonight's game?
Just work on our execution defensively. I mean, we took a step back tonight, so just got to go back to the drawing board tomorrow. Just look at some things that we, you know, mistakes that we made tonight and try not to make them next game. We're making mistakes all night. We just managed to, you know, keep the lead because offensively, you know, things were going well for us. You know, so it's one of those games where it's you know, fool's gold. You're playing well offensively, you got a lead, you know, but defensively, you're making a lot of mistakes. You know, they're just not making shots, and then they start making shots, and you know, took over the game. You know, Dirk's one of the best, so it's you know, makes a big difference when he's out there.
Kobe, are you looking forward to the All-Star break?
What break?
Break?
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be fun playing at Staples Center. You know, in front of the home crowd. So that should be exciting. Hopefully, I have a couple of my teammates with me.
And that was Kobe Bryant, the interview we did with him when they lost to the Mavs. And they're trying to bounce back tonight when they take on the Denver Nuggets in Denver. We'll see. We'll keep you guys updated on that game. But before we jump into the other action, we got to talk a little baseball real quick, Royce, and talk about our Rangers. And the Rangers news is being brought to you tonight by RangersFanBlog.com. Go to RangersFanBlog.com. You can follow all the top stories about the Rangers. And I was on there today, and there was some talk here locally, even in the press and in the radio stations here, about perhaps Manny Ramirez becoming a Ranger. Now, a lot of people are saying, why in the world would he become a Ranger? If you think about it, they just added a big bat with Adrian Beltre. They already talked about getting Jim Thome because he re-signed with the Twins. And Manny's out there fresh off of surgery, I guess trying to prove something. And they were, of course, going to bid for him. And then today, during the Fan Fest, the start of the Fan Fest, which is going on all weekend at Arlington Stadium, Saturday and Sunday, you guys can go up there and get autographs from all your favorite Rangers. But today, GM John Daniels made a comment about them wanting a veteran bat, wanting a adding more power to the lineup. And Royce, me, you talked about this once before. I mean, it didn't make any sense when they got to the World Series. It's all about pitching. They added Cliff Lee. They were able to turn it around. It seems like the Rangers are going backwards. It looked like they just want to add more power to the lineup, you know, something they've always done in the past that wasn't successful.
You know, and you're absolutely right. They had a history of trying to have these big bats. You know, if you notice that some of the guys that have been here, you know, Addicts are great. All these guys were brought in for big bats. That doesn't seem to work. You know, and I'm kind of worried. I know this team is being active. They're making a lot of acquisitions. But, you know, it was a good team because they made it to the World Series. How much more tweaking and trading and bartering are you going to do? And I hope they don't mess up the dynamics of this team, you know. It's good to be active, but I don't hope, like I said, I hope they're not being overactive because, you know, with all these new guys coming in, you really change the chemistry of the team.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. And we've talked about it before, Royce. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. They've done this. They've been down this road before. And this team is coming fresh off of their first World Series appearance ever with a chance to win. And that chance came about because of pitching. We thought that would be the first thing that they would address in the offseason is getting that pitching back, and they haven't done anything yet. They did sign Brandon Webb, but he hasn't pitched a full season in 3 years, and they haven't done anything. And you've already moved Michael Young from third base to now playing a DH type of role, and we're going to bring in Manny Ramirez to play a DH type of role as well, too. It didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And I was already thinking that maybe this year was not going to be a trade. It wasn't going to be a big deal. I know what John Daniels said, but I don't think it was really happening. So when I got home today, I kind of did my own little research. Of course, if you guys didn't know, we here at RS Sports Radio do our own research. We kind of find out exactly what's going on so we can bring it to you guys. And it came out today that the Rays have made an agreement with Manny Ramirez and also Johnny Damon as well, on a one-year deal. So these guys are going to get a one-year deal with the Rays. The Rays, of course, lost a lot of power when they let Carl Crawford go to Boston. And now they're bringing some power in and some veteran leadership with Johnny Damon and Manny Ramirez. So much for that rumor. But now it begs the question, and if you guys want to know what's going on with the Rangers again, go to rangersfanblog.com. But now it begs the question of, Royce, what are they going to do now? They got to go out with some pitching. I think you would definitely agree on that.
Oh, yeah, you would think with Nolan Ryan being in charge like he is, that would be his first selection, you know, getting the pitching, not his lead left. You know, I'm wondering, I'm anxious to see. I hope they're not doing too much. But they definitely going to have to beef up the pitching. I mean, the hitting was there. They made it to the World Series, you know, on the team they had, you know. So they did. And on their road to the World Series, they got there on their bats. You know, if you think about it.
Exactly.
They got their own bats, right.
And they got a good team. We got into detail yesterday about the whole arbitration thing. Of course, they got some players they need to get under contract, mainly Josh Hamilton, which they're about $3 million away from getting him signed. But, you know, the thing with them, they got to get some pitching in. You're absolutely right. A guy like Nolan Ryan ought to be able to call someone and get some kind of player in there pretty quick, I would think. So we'll stay tuned on that. In other baseball news, the Angels, the guys that always win the AL West, so we took the crown from them this year, they signed Vernon Wells. And Vernon Wells is a local guy right from Arlington. And that could have been a guy the Rangers would have wanted to go after, but he doesn't want to play here. They tried to get him to come here before, didn't want to play here. He did sign a deal today with the Angels. Of course, he's going to make $86 million over the next four seasons. And the guy's only 32, so by the time he's 40, he's made a lot of money, definitely a lot of money there. And if you look at the numbers and where they balanced out, they signed Adrian Beltre to the Rangers for $80 million over 5 years, and they got Vernon Wells over at the Angels for $86 million over the next four-year season. So big pickup by the Angels. That's going to be another bat for them. They need some help down there in that lineup, so it's going to be a big bat for them. Let's take a quick break real fast. We're going to come back. We're going to jump into some more talk. We'll talk about the whole Melo drama that's going on right now. Where is he going to go? And my question is, why will he not stay in Denver? We'll talk about that next. And then, of course, we got to do our AFC, NFC championship matchups. We'll talk about that as well. We'll break down the games. We'll give our picks. And, of course, we got President Obama's pick coming up later on in the show as well, too. Everyone stay tuned. We got a big show planned. You listen to the RF Sports Radio Show, where it's sports from a fan's perspective. This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm here live with my good friend, CEO and creator of LawApps.com, Jared Rice. Why don't you let everyone know exactly what LawApps.com is?
It's a mobilized version of an attorney's regular website so that people can access the site on mobile phones like smartphones, whether it be HTC, iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or Palm, or any Windows-based system.
So why does an attorney need LawApps.com?
Well, if you have a regular website and people are pulling it up on their mobile phone, obviously they can't see it. So if you don't have a mobilized version of your site, you're missing out on millions of customers. And, you know, for business, that's not a good thing, especially in 2011.
So what's the best way for people to get in contact with LawApps.com?
Go to our website at LawApps.com, and apps is spelled with a Z on the end, not an S. Or they can give us a call at our toll-free number, 1-888-974-6784. That's 1-888-974-6784.
And it's lawapps.com, LAWAPPZ.com. Get your law firm out of the dark ages.
Super Bowl is coming. Don't miss the chance for your business product, service, or website to reach thousands of sports fans from around the world that will be coming to our backyard in Dallas-Fort Worth. We have several Super Bowl shows and appearances planned for the biggest evening in sports. We have street teams available to get your message in the hands of sports fans. Don't miss out on reduced advertising rates for more bang for your buck. Email rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. See you at the Super Bowl.
Hi, this is Pastor Monica Wallace. I want to personally invite you to Kingdom Encounter every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter each and every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hear what the Kingdom has to offer you and have your own encounter. That's blogtalkradio.com /Kingdom Encounter, Sundays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time with me, Pastor Monica Wallace, and may God bless you.
Calling all models, calling all actors, all music artists, calling all comedians and producers. I got a question for you. Have you been having trouble finding gigs, and not just gigs, but paid gigs? Well, if that's you, look no further. Okay. We've got the perfect solution for your problem. Go to WeBookGigs.info right now.
Okay.
Sign up and create your profile. Now, let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get updates about shows and paid gigs sent directly to your personal Twitter, Facebook, email, and your phone. Now, the best thing about WeBookGigs.info is it's absolutely no cost to sign up.
That.
So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. WeBookGigs.info right now. Right now.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen there. You know, I would imagine it could be a ploy. You know, let's speed this up or let's get this going or else nothing's going to happen. Or, you know, it is what it is. It's factual and, you know, he's stating the obvious. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
And there was Phil Jackson there talking to exactly what we're going to talk about next. That's the Carmelo Anthony trade and where is he going to go. We reported yesterday that the deal with the Nets is officially off. Mikhail Prokhorov came on, had a big press conference, said he hereby ceases all communication about the trade. So he's not going to New Jersey, at least that's what we think. And that was Phil Jackson commenting on just that, saying that he could be a ploy. They could be just saying it to try to get the talks back ramped up and going. So let's talk about that real quick. If you guys listen to us online, go to call us at 323-927-2906 if you want to weigh in on Carmelo Anthony and where he's going. And don't forget, later on the show, we'll be doing our picks for the AFC and the NFC championship game. But Royce, let's talk about this real quick because it seems like we can't escape it. It's in the news everywhere. We reported earlier today that, you know, during the show that he missed shoot-around today, and him and George Karl have had a little bittersweet relationship over the last couple of weeks. They had their worst practice that he says they've had ever last Tuesday, followed by a game which they lost. And then, you know, he doesn't make shoot around a day, and they've won a couple of games. They got a decent record. Matter of fact, right now they're 24-17 right now. But, you know, is it going out of nowhere? This team, how do these players are feeling in the locker room right now, knowing that their best player on the team, the reason why they're 24-17, doesn't want to be there? Don't you think that psychologically has some kind of big effect on their locker room?
Of course. I can't believe they let this go on, escalate to where it is now, because, like I say, it does mess up the dynamics of the team. I got to follow Carmelo's agent. I mean, it's like to me they could have had something done, because you can't tell me it's not a team that they're willing to take Carmelo Anthony. You know, I got to believe something's done. And I think it's Denver's holding out, you know, because they don't want to give up Carmelo. Eventually he's going to leave. They don't want to. They want to get something for him, you know, why he's a value instead of him just leaving on his own. So yeah. I don't know. It's a bunch of mess. It really is a bunch of mess. But you think, as a guy like Carmelo Anthony, you know, you talk about trade rumors. You see every team come out, you know, try to make it happen. So it's something really weird about this.
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah, you know, and Chris Broussard, great reporter for ESPN, covers the NBA. To the T. If you guys don't know who Chris Broussard is, he's a guy that looks like Kid on Kid and Play that was talking about LeBron all summer. You know, he was the guy giving you all the updates about LeBron. But he came out today and talked a little bit more about the Melo trade with some inside information. He said the whole thing with Melo and the Nets or any other team is the fact that when he goes there, no matter who they trade for Melo, he is not going to sign an extension with that team. Denver offered him a 3-year extension, $65 million, for an extension to extend his contract that he currently has. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. And he's told teams like the Nets, even the Rockets, who want to trade for him right now, that even if he gets traded, he is not going to sign an extension with that team. And right there, you're kind of forcing the team's hand. You know, there's plenty of teams out there that want him, Royce, but if he's not going to sign with you long-term, why bring him to your squad?
That's true. You're right. That's what I say. The handling of this whole thing was just really wrong from get go. He had a chance to get it. I mean, I thought he had purged. He was going to stay in Denver. But now I think he doesn't want to stay in Denver. So, you know, it's one of those where you should have made your mind up a long time ago, but now, you know, you're kind of desperate. So that's why I see it, you know.
And the thing is, you know, the Denver Nuggets, you know, they can't just let them walk. They can't do what the Orlando Magic did with Shaq when they let Shaq go. Shaq basically walked out of there and went to the Lakers. I mean, you can't let that happen. So you got to make a trade for the guy, but if the guy's not willing to work with you to get him out of there, he's kind of forcing their hand. That's why I think that he's going to go where he wants to go. And right now, all signs are pointing to the Knicks right now. The Rockets have been trying to get him for a long time. They're willing to trade to Denver, whatever they have, and they're willing to bring Melo, no matter if he signed an extension or not. They just wanted him there. But now they backed off from doing a deal with him because of all this talk, all this hoopla in the media. And, of course, it doesn't energize your fan base when you know you got a guy rented for the rest of the year and eventually he's going to be a Knick anyway. So they're looking at he wants to get out of Denver, wants to come here and play, but then at the end of the season he wants to be a Knick anyway. So why even let him put that jersey on? I can understand that from a team's perspective, especially for a team like the Rockets who need a star down there in Houston. You know, they need somebody to inside the franchise there.
I don't want Denver to I think they're thinking like this. They don't want to end up like Cleveland with the LeBron James. Yeah, you know, Cleveland's 8-32 right now. They can very well be Denver next year. You know,
right.
And,
right.
So I don't think they want the same thing, you know, the backlash from the fans, you know, because Cleveland right now is the worst, one of the worst teams in the NBA.
Yeah, you're right. If not the worst, you're absolutely right. My question was, and I raised this up before we went to break, was why does he not want to stay a Denver Nugget? You got $65 million on the table. It's been there all season. You can sign that deal. You're already kind of cemented with this team. You've been with this team forever. It's the only team you've been with for the most part.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, you're
something's
right.
Wrong.
So I started doing some research.
He started out wanting to stay with Denver, and in between that time and now, it may have been the trade thing that pissed him off, you know, but I don't know. Something happened. You know, George Karl was gone for a while. You know, he came back. I don't know how his health is. Why is he going to even, you know, he says he's coming back next year. Excuse me. But something happened between the beginning of the season and now, you know.
Yeah, and the thing, like, what got me to thinking about that was the fact that we had Bill Lindgren on the show, and he mentioned how Carmelo wants to stay in Denver, but the people around Carmelo, his wife, his friends, they all wanted to go back to New York because they got so many people up there in New York that they can hook him up with. He can make a lot more money than when he makes on the court there. So I started doing some research, Royce, and I wanted to find out why, you know, what's wrong with Denver. And I was shocked when I found out. Do you know that Denver is the 16th-ranked team in rebounds right now? They're the 15th-ranked team in assists. They got 24-17 record. They're third in the standings right now. And they're first in the league in points for a game at 107.3 points for a game. So they're first in the league in scoring points. What team is he going to get traded to that's got an offense better than what they have right now? Why not stay in Denver Nugget? You're a contender in the West. You had a big chance to go last year. You didn't have your coach. Now you got your coach back, and George Karl is a great coach. And you got the best offense in the league. Why would you not want to stay at Denver Nugget? I don't understand that. Why go to New York? Why go to New Jersey? Why not stay at Denver Nugget and be in contention each and every year?
Well, see, right now I think that's it. I think these guys, you know, you got to look at LeBron James, eventually Dirk Nowitzki, all these big stars, get tired of being just in contention. The idea, everybody's chasing Kobe. Kobe was chasing Michael as far as the ring. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing about basketball. Everybody's chasing that ring. And to play 10 years and be a star and have all this fame and not have the ring is one thing. You know, we talked about the Mavericks and the Lakers last night between Phil Jackson and Mark Cuban. Mark wants what Phil has, and that's the ultimate thing. These guys spending 7-8 years on a team that just makes it to the playoffs, and we're talking about the Mavericks for one. You know, eventually Dirk is a star. He's an all-star. He's known worldwide. He's played years in Dallas. They got close, but he doesn't have a ring.
That's true. Well, you're absolutely right.
I think that's what it is. I think that's what these guys are tired of playing on these teams for years and just competing, you know what I mean? And look at Kobe. You know, Kobe, and that's it. Kobe was taking the mic. He wanted to have more rings than Michael. And yeah. Some of these guys just want a ring.
Right.
You know, that's why, look what Boston did. You know.
Yeah, but look what Miami's doing.
Right, right. Those guys didn't have a ring. Miami didn't have a championship to check when down there. You know.
Yeah.
And look at Boston. They got the big three up there. And look at their back at championship. You know, the Lakers did the same thing when they got Kobe and Shaq together. So these guys are tired of playing. I think that's what it is. They're just tired of playing. You know, all of you can have all the fame in the world, but I think they're all chasing Kobe, to be honest with you. Right.
Yeah, well, hey, there you go. I mean, that's a good point. Now, I've always been talking about it, and, Royce, you know this, but I've been trying my best to get Carmelo to the Mavs, and Rick was on the show with us last night. He shocked me when he said that there's a rumor about Melo coming to the Mavs, and I was giddy about that because it could happen. Now the Mavs he said the Nuggets wanted Roddy Bubois, Brendan Haywood, and a future pick. So I did my research today, try to find out where did he find the story, what rumor, and Chase's rumor. I went on BleacherReport.com, and I'll post this on the site if you want to read anything about the Mavs and this Carmelo deal. Make sure you go to DallasMavsBlog.com. That's DallasMavsBlog.com, and they have all the Mavs stories and NBA stories right there. But they had a list of 10 reasons why the Dallas Mavericks are now the favorites to be to have Carmelo Anthony, you know, bring his talents to Dallas. So I want to go over this list with you real quick, Royce, and get your opinion. The number 10 reason why Carmelo Anthony should be in Dallas and why they're the favorites is Jason Kidd. Melo, you know, he's one of those guys that likes to have someone passing the ball. Back in 2006, he had a true pass-first point guard in Andre Miller. I know you guys remember that. They had one of their best seasons then. So now he have a chance to play with Jason Kidd, a guy that wants to pass the ball first, and not a guy like Chauncey Billups looking to get his shot off. I mean, Chauncey is a, you know, NBA Finals MVP, but he does like to shoot the ball a lot. So Jason Kidd would be one of those guys that gave him the ball a lot. So I thought that was a good point. And then on the ninth reason why Carmelo should be in Dallas, so Dallas should be a favorite, is Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is a player's owner. He gives the players everything that he wants. You know, he's one of those guys that's going to give the player exactly what he wants. Anytime. You know, you've been in that locker room, Royce. They got one of the best locker rooms in the NBA. Am I right?
Right. You're absolutely right.
They got one of the best locker rooms in the NBA. The number eight reason why Dallas is the favorites to get Melo is that he stays out of the Eastern Conference. Right now, the Eastern Conference is logjam with superpowers like Chicago, Miami, Orlando, New York. And, of course, he's going to go to the Eastern Conference where he's going to have to compete with the big three in Miami, the big three in Boston. You know, so why go there when he can easily have a better chance in the West? I thought that was a good point, too. And then the number seven reason, Carmelo's a perfect fit for the Dallas lineup. He could play that four guard, that four position, or even play the three position as well, too. He's probably going to play the three in place of Caron Butler. That will be a good fit depending on what we have to give up, of course. So it depends on how many players we have to give up, but Melo will be a good fit in that Dallas lineup as it is right now. Number six was Rick Carlisle. The fact that he's played with a coach like George Karl, another good coach. And Rick Carlisle, his record in the regular season is 412-284. So he is a great coach in the regular season. And that'd be kind of a match and a kind of a thing for him. And Melo's never played with any other coach either. The other number five reason, I thought this was really good, Royce, was the fact that the Mavs could give up Roddy Bubois. And that's huge. Because the Nuggets want somebody young. They want a young talent that could come in and help energize their franchise and get them back to winning as quick as possible. And Roddy was averaging 20 points a game last season in just 36 minutes. So he's got to be that trade piece to bring in Melo. I think you would agree on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, I think Roddy's going to be one of those guys in there. And then the number four reason that Carmelo wants to sign an extension before the new CBA, which we all know that because after that CBA is done, who knows what the contract structure is going to be. He may not be able to get a lot of money. And the number third reason, which is another interesting reason, was the fact that he'll get a chance to play with Dirk Nowitzki. Now, he's never played with a guy that's caliber of Dirk Nowitzki. He wants to go to New York and play with Amari, but he's never had a chance to play with anybody good as Dirk. He's always been the best player on that team. So that's got to be a huge advantage to have a guy like Dirk right there in the lineup with you. And the number two reason is the fact that Dallas has draft picks. They got several draft picks. Dallas owns all their 1 and 2 picks for next season and for the next and for the season after that because they got some picks from Toronto and Minnesota. So they've got picks to trade with Denver. That's another good reason for them. And then the number one reason is that Dallas is already a contender. So it's not like he has to go to New Jersey and start from scratch or start over. But he could jump in and they could be a contender right away. I thought that was pretty cool, though. 10 reasons why the Dallas Mavs are now the favorites. And you can find that on BleacherReport.com. And we'll post that on DallasMavsBlog.com as well, too. But, Royce, you heard their list. Now, have I convinced you? Have I made a believer out of you? Do you think Melo has a chance to come to Dallas now?
Oh, yeah, Rodney, you know, you make a convincing argument, and I think that the Mavericks acquired him, that would put them over the top. But I'm being realistic. I would like to see that happen as a Mavs fan. But this is the message to Mark Cuban, the money you were going to take to buy that baseball team, go after Carmelo Anthony, you know, right now, you know, whatever, dear, even if it's for the year, go after him now because, you know, and it's a big market here in Dallas, you know. And we're talking about attendance, you know, and the fame that goes with playing, you know, Dallas Cowboys here, the stadium, and the Stick of Dallas. It'd be a perfect place for him, you know. But I love to see that happen. You know, you don't have to convince me anymore. I think you sold me on that idea. Will it happen? I don't know. That's another thing. But, yeah, Mark Cuban, if you're listening, trust me, you need to make at least a play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For him, you know. You never know what might work. I've seen him pull off bigger deals. You know, he almost bought the Rangers.
Right.
He could go out to Carmelo, right?
Yeah, I agree with you there, Russ. I think it could work. Now, will it work or will it happen? That's a whole different story. But I think something's got to happen here pretty soon because they can't keep going like this right now. A quick update on that game. It's tied up right now, 45-all. Second quarter, about a minute and a half left in that game. You guys can tune in to ESPN and watch the game with us right now. Or go to ESPN3.com and watch it there. You can watch that with the Gamecast on ESPN3. It's a great broadcast. I love the ESPN3. Let's take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be wrapping things up. We're getting to the NFL, the AFC, NFC Championship. We'll find out who we think is going to be in Dallas, who's going to join us in our hometown for Super Bowl weekend. And we'll find out who President Obama likes. Not only who he likes, but he also put a score out there, Roy. So we get a chance to see what he thinks and pick against our president tonight. So we got a lot of things coming. Make sure you guys stay tuned. RF Sports Radio, where it's sports talk from a fan's perspective.
What's up out there with it, world?
What's up,
with it's your boy Chosen. Man, and I'm back in the building, you dig? And for all of y'all that haven't already done it, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and join IcebreakerProductions.com right now. Support your favorite ICE artist right now. You know what I'm saying? Get a ringtone, get a t-shirt, buy the calendar right now. You can even pick up a teddy bear. You know what I'm talking about? We got everything.
Got everything.
Every Wednesday, y'all need to be checking out the Icebreaker Radio Show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
7 p.m.
When you hear it, IcebreakerProductions.com.
Already.
You know what I'm saying? Scroll down to about the middle of the page and click on the player, and you got us. You know what I'm saying? And if that ain't working for you, hop on iTunes and listen to us on the podcast. I ain't tripping. You know, you can get us on anywhere. And if you really want to know what's going down at all times with Icebreaker Productions, you got to follow us on Twitter at Icebreaker Radio. And if you're a Facebook lover, hit us up, Icebreaker Productions. You know what they do.
Now.
And for all of y'all that like them live, fresh videos, you know you can follow us on the YouTube channel, Chosen972.
Right
if
now.
If you're feeling the old school and, you know what I'm saying, you still on MySpace, hit us up, 972. We ain't tripping. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop into this album, the reason that you're hearing my voice.
Uh-huh.
You like one of these artists, you know what I'm saying? So get your jam on, get your lean on.
Yeah.
And I'll be back at you later on in the future with more ICE announcements. Already.
Super Bowl. Ball is coming. Don't miss the chance for your business product, service, or website to reach thousands of sports fans from around the world that will be coming to our backyard in Dallas-Fort Worth. We have several Super Bowl shows and appearances planned for the biggest evening in sports. We have street teams available to get your message in the hands of sports fans. Don't miss out on reduced advertising rates for more bang for your buck. Email rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. See you at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, the wait is finally over. The new release from Rifleman, Smoke in the City, available now. Album features Blow Fly, Mayhem, Kenfolk Jack, and the Grit Boys, with many, many other. Also featuring production from super producer, none other than Big Chris. Available now in all of your favorite online retailers, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Rhapsody, 7 Digital, eMusic, and every other major online retailer that you can think of. Don't wait, go pick up Smoke in the City now. It's blazing, it's blazing.
Might lose your mail cause you don't know real. Other side of a drug deal, I live through that. Christmas gifts at the pawn shop, you turn your back.
Tax time is coming. And you know you want your rapid refund as quick as possible. Call On Time Tax Services at 214-431-7853. That's 214-431-7853. Mention RF Sports Radio and get half off on your preparation fees. Call On Time Tax Services 214-431-7853 to get your rapid refund on time.
We know we are a much better team than we came up and represented ourselves, and we're off. We're just ready to come back and show what kind of defense, what type of team this was, what kind of character we had. We take a lot of slack. People gave us no chance, like we barely made it playoffs. We're a good football team.
It looks like this team played with anger all day. Why, Bart?
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense, like we ain't the third best defense in the league. All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we the one to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
And we are back live, another edition of the RF Sports Radio Show. Get into the best part of the show. We get a chance to do our picks, our live picks. Oh, man, I can't wait for this one, Royce. I mean, we've been talking about NFL all season. We actually started our show the first weekend of the NFL, and look how we're at now. We made our picks at the beginning of the season, and now we're at the point where now it's getting down to crunch time for real. AFC, NFC Championship. We're going to find out now, Royce, who's going to be in Dallas. I know you're excited about that.
You know, Rodney, you're right. Starting the season, who'd ever thought it would be the Bears and the Packers in Pittsburgh and New York? I mean, we didn't have a clue. I don't think they were either of our picks.
Yeah.
Right.
No, they weren't either one of our picks. But, you know, nevertheless, we got to talk about it's going to be in our hometown this year, right here at Super Bowl. We have so much stuff planned for the Super Bowl. If you guys are listening to us live, call in. We need to hear your picks right now. Everyone's weighing in the chat room right now, so we'll get to that as well. My buddy A.K. Jackson, he's got a show, NBA Fame News, on Blog Talk Radio. He's weighing in with his picks. So join us on the chat room. Go to blogtalkradio.com/RFSports. And if you're listening, call in. We need your calls in right now. Give us your pick, 323-927-2906. And it's going to be in our backyard, Royce. I can't wait. We got Super Bowl stuff planned. We're going to have a real big, big show next week. We give you guys a guide for the Super Bowl, what to do in Dallas, where to eat, where to go, and where not to go. But that's just as important. We don't want you to end up talking bad about Dallas when you get back home.
Right.
You done got, you know, something taken from, took from you or whatever.
Right.
So we're going
to
tell you guys where not to go and where to go. In Dallas, my Super Bowl guide show that's coming up next week. Stay tuned with us at rfsportsradio.com. You can follow that. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/rfsportsradio. So let's get into the games real quick. Let's start with the NFC. They're going to be the first game at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time for us here. And we got the Packers and the Bears. This is going to be a matchup right here, a divisional, really a divisional game. Exactly.
Right.
Two dueling quarterbacks, you're right. Jay Cutler, Aaron Rodgers, two hot quarterbacks. You're going to find out who's the hottest at this point. Both of them are coming off their first playoff wins of their careers. And now we're going to find out who's going to have their first Super Bowl appearance, which is exciting. These guys have played each other twice before this season. They just played each other January the 2nd, and Green Bay won 10-3, a game they had to win to make it into the playoffs. And then September 27th, early in the season, the Chicago Bears won 20-17. So a 7-point win for Green Bay, a 3-point win for Chicago, and that means it's going to be a real, real close, real tough game. Now, if we look at the offensive side of the ball, the Packers have got the nod. They're averaging 358 yards per game. The Bears are averaging only 289 yards. Of course, it's been picked up as of late. But defensively, these guys are like neck and neck. The Packers have the best defense in the league. They're only giving up 309 yards, and the Bears are right behind them, Royce, only giving up 314 yards a game. So these defenses are really going to be the test right away. If you had to pick a defense out of the two teams, who are you going with?
But, you know, wow, Ryan, that's a hard decision. Up until, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I would have put it to Chicago. But the way Green Bay defense played, I mean, you know, these teams are so evenly matched that it's ridiculous. And both quarterbacks, I think it's going to come down to who can protect the quarterback. You know, the defense is about evenly. I say they do. And both of them do give up big plays, but both of them are solid, too. So I think it's going to come down to who can protect their quarterback the best, give them a chance to win, you know, and buy them some time, because you buy even one of these quarterbacks some time, they kill you. You know, they eat you alive.
Oh, yeah.
They will eat your lunch. So
I agree.
Defensively, I'll say they're about even. I would say they're even.
Yeah, they're very, very even, more even than a lot of matchups that we've had a chance to watch in any playoff game, and this one here is for the Super Bowl. So you're right. I mean, they're very, very, very evenly matched teams. Now, if I had to give the defense a nod to someone, I guess I got to give it to the Packers because they are the number one ranked defense, and of course they got the Bears right behind them. But you know they've got the reigning defensive player of the year, Charles Woodson, on their team. They got he's going to be, I think, the new defensive player of the year in their team, and Clay Matthews. So you got to give them the nod, I think, and their cornerbacks.
They got good linebackers.
They got great linebackers. They got great linebackers, a good front four. Raji, they got some good players on that defense side of the ball, but their quarterbacks have been keeping them in the game and helping them win these big games, not just in the playoffs, but they had to win two big games to get into the playoffs. So they're one of the hottest teams in the NFL. They won all their games on the road. But they got to go to Chicago, and that's going to be key because that field in Chicago, we know how that field is. Both of these teams play outside. Both of these teams playing inclement weather, but that Chicago field seems like Chicago is the only team that knows how to really play on that field other than the Patriots, of course. But if you got to look at the home team and the field advantage, you think there's really any kind of advantage for the Bears in the field aspect, even though they play Green Bay twice a year?
Oh, yeah. I don't think the weather's a problem. Green Bay can play in the weather, but you're right. Last week on that field, man, I mean, these guys couldn't get their footing. Everybody but the Bears, they seemed to know how to play. Everybody else was sliding all over the place except them. They had been the cleats. I don't know, but these guys do know how to play on this weather. And you talking about that field with Devin Hester running the kickback, you know, wow. Yeah, you're right.
I think it's
going to have a big play on.
Now, Russ, if you had to pick one thing in this game you're going to keep your eye on between the Packers and the Bears, what one thing are you going to keep your eye on and what do you think is going to make the biggest difference in the game? Is it going to be protecting the quarterback?
It absolutely, Rodney. If they don't protect Cutler, if he's rushed, if he has to come out of the pocket, I think the advantage goes to Green Bay because Aaron Rodgers, well, both these quarterbacks can run. I'll say that. But I think Aaron Rodgers is a little more versatile than Jay Cutler. You know, he'll stay in the pocket a little bit too long. But I do think it comes down to who can protect the quarterback because these guys.
Right. Right.
You know.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Let's take some callers real quick. 6037, I know this who this is. He was a contributor to our show. Chosen, I know you had to come on tonight, man, because you had to get your picks in. I know.
Yeah, I broke my neck to get here, and I appreciate you guys definitely having me on. I have to defend my crown again one more time. So it's playoff time. Everybody 0-0.
That's right. You're right. We're talking about the Packers and we're talking about the Bears, and of course I'm glad you called in because we got to get your opinion on this one. But we talked about the offenses and how the Packers have a better offense than the Bears statistically right now. They got, you know, but the defense is 1-2, the best ranked defense and the second best ranked defense. So they're kind of an even team in that aspect. But if you had to look at one thing in this game you think is going to really make the difference, it's going to determine the winner, what's going to be that one thing?
The trenches. Games like this between two tough opponents and you can't really call it, it's going to depend on how the offensive line and the defensive line play for both teams. The NFL is full of talented players. You don't make it unless you're talented. But it's going to come down to the front four offensively. It's going to depend on how well the defense for either team is able to get penetration on the line. If they get to the quarterback, you know, any quarterback has the potential of looking horrible. But if there's protection, I mean, hey, they gave Tony Romo protection. And it looks like he was Super Bowl material.
Right.
When he doesn't have it, it looks like he's horrible.
Right, right. You're absolutely right. And before we get our picks, I got to get your pick too, Chosen. I want to let everyone know we talked about President Obama making his pick. Now, no surprises here. He's taking Chicago to go all the way. But he's picking Chicago over the Packers 20-17. That's his pick. That's our president. That's what he thinks. And he's not wrong too many times. I mean, he picked the NCAA champion last 2 years in a row. He's not wrong, you know, that much when it comes to sports. So let me start with you, Royce. Who you like in this game, and what's the score going to be?
Wow. I had to go first. Actually, I think Green Bay may pull it off. But I'm going to pick the Bears because I don't want a whole lot of cheeseheads running around Dallas doing the Super Bowl. I don't think I can take that. I would rather see the Chicago crowd come because they know how to party. I don't want to see people walking around with cheeseheads. Trust me.
Okay, so you got the Bears, but you got any predictions on the score?
Nah, I'm not going to even go that far. It's going to be a good game. That's all I'm going to say.
Game.
It's going to be a close game.
Well, okay, we'll give you the president's choice and give you a 2017. How about that?
Okay, all
right. We'll keep you with the president. Now, Chosen, I kind of let him pick out a turn. I know you're the champion, man, so go ahead with your pick.
I say in this game, Green Bay pulls it off. They made a believer out of me, and I think they are still considered slightly the underdogs, and I like the way their front four is protecting for Aaron Rodgers. So that's my pick.
So you want the cheese heads running around Dallas Fort Worth, huh?
I don't want them to. I don't want them to. I mean, you have to understand, Royce, I'm trying to hang on to my crown here.
I do believe Green Bay will win, but I don't think I can take cheeseheads. I really don't.
Okay, and Chosen, do you have a score for us, man? You want to go out there on the score?
I'm going to say Green Bay by 14.
It's the playoffs.
I'm going to say Green Bay by 14.
By 14. Wow. That's going to be a huge statement for the Packers if they win by 14 on the road. They won on the road in the playoffs before, so there's no surprise they beat the, you know what, out of Atlanta. So there's no surprises there. I'm gonna have to go with the Bears, man. I'm going to have to go with the Bears. I just think that, you know, some kind of way they're going to end up doing it at their home field. The Packers have had a great ride, but it's going to be so hard for them to win all these road games and get to a Super Bowl. So I'm going to have to go with the Bears to win. And I'm going to take the Bears, actually, to win by 24-20.
Wow.
I got the Bears winning 24-20.
Wow.
And we got a text message, actually, email from Rick. And if you can email the show at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. And he's making his picks via email message tonight. And his pick is the Packers.
Wow. So
chosen.
Way to go, Rick. Way to go, Rick.
Rick's got the Packers. Ray and Russell got the Bears. So
it's split even. Wow.
Wait a minute now, Rice. Now, the last time I was told that you have to be on the show to make your picks, what's his excuse? Where is he at?
Hey, man, I didn't say his picks counted. I didn't say they counted. I'm just saying we're just gonna put that out there for, you know.
Okay.
Show. I didn't say they counted. Don't get me wrong now. I didn't say they counted. Not at all.
He's playing favorites, Royce. You got to help me out on this.
Well, you know, I just want to hear, so either way, one of us get to brag, right? So, yeah, go ahead and let him pick. We get to brag on it, so that's okay.
All right.
Of course, let's jump into our next game real quick, guys. And this game right here is going to be the highlight game of the day. I mean, it's a late game. It started at 5:30 Central Standard Time here on Sunday. And it's the AFC Championship between the Jets, the trash-talking Jets, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This game here has got so many undertones. First of all, the coaches, they have a huge respect for each other. But Rex Ryan and his bravado is really getting his team through a lot of critical games. If you think about what Sanchez has done and Rex Ryan has done, Sanchez had to beat Peyton Manning. He's had to beat Tom Brady to get to where he's at right now. And now he's got to face the other AFC quarterback that has a Super Bowl, and that is Ben Roethlisberger. So he's really taking the championship road to the Super Bowl, if you think about it. Every quarterback he's beat is the guys that have the ring, so, and the teams that have the trophy. So they've taken that Super Bowl route that beat the teams they had to beat to get there. But now they got to play the Steelers, and they got to play the Steelers at Heinz Field. And Heinz Field is going to be cranked up, terrible towels and everything, although they've won there this season before. December 19th, they beat them 22-17 in Pittsburgh, a game they had to win, but Troy Polamalu did not play that game. He is back. He's ready to go. The offenses are about even. Jets are averaging 350 yards of offense. The Steelers are averaging 345. And when it comes to defense, the defense is up even also. The Jets are giving up 291 yards. The Steelers are giving up 276 yards. So another defensive game. All four of these teams have made their stance on defense to get to where they got to get to, and now they got a chance to get to Dallas. So let's start here. If you had to pick one thing in this game that you're going to be watching, it's going to make a determination of who wins this game, what's it going to be chosen? Is it going to be the trenches again, or is it going to be the play from the quarterback?
Again, in these type of situations, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but the battle is really won in the trenches. I mean, you know, Atlanta – put up great wins this season. So did the quote unquote greatest team of all time, according to Chris. You know, but when you get penetration on the line, you can stop the greatest quarterbacks. You can stop the greatest of running backs. And I think that's what it's going to come down to: mental mistakes by the line. That's what this week is all about in football.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that, too. And these quarterbacks are really dead even. Roethlisberger's thrown for 3,200 yards this season. Sanchez is thrown for 3,291 yards. Both are thrown for 17 TDs, although Ben did not play the first four games of the season. And now he's on this road to redemption roads. He's coming back. He's now got his team the chance to go back to another Super Bowl. You got Mike Tomlin, you got Rex Ryan, you got so much stuff going on in this game, but what are you going to be watching on Sunday to see who wins this game?
I got to agree with Rick. It's going to be in the trenches, and I think it's going to – which defense doesn't give up the big play? That's on me. Because both defenses are good, but if either one of them give up the big play, I think that's the key.
with defense.
Yeah, they both got big play guys on the team, too. You know, Braylon Edwards has had some big down-the-field catches for them. Mike Wallace is the guy you want to look at as well, too, because Mike Wallace is a speed guy, and Darrell Revis is going to be on here pretty much most of the game. But if Revis makes one slip or one bad step,
right,
Wallace is gone. I'm telling you, the guy's got that kind of speed. He's bombing in his heartbeat. He's got that kind of speed. And Big Ben is the hardest quarterback to bring down I've ever seen play the game. He's bigger than most linebackers, tight ends, whoever you want to put out there. He's bigger than them. And he's the hardest player to come down to it. And the Steelers, they've done it before. I mean, they've won before. They've got two Super Bowl rings on the Big Ben. They're ready to win a third. Their defense is ready to play. They beat the Ravens to get here. But the Jets have had the harder road. So, Chosen, you get to pick first, man. The world is waiting. Who are you going to pick? You got the Jets or you got the Steelers?
Well, I'm going to be real with you, man. I don't want to say I'm worried about the Steelers, but my gut tells me not to go against them. I like the Jets.
You've been riding with the Jets all season. So you're telling me you've been riding with the Jets all season, and now you're going to give up on them when it's right there, when it's that time?
I would like to see them win. That's who I'm pulling for. More than I would hate to see Green Bay come to Texas Stadium, I would really hate to see the Steelers, but I think it's a week of upsets. And I think the Steelers' defense will be a little bit too much.
Mm. Right. So you got the Steelers. You got a score for us?
I'd say the Steelers 24 and the Jets 17.
Mm. 24-17 is a good score. All right, now, Royce, you get the pick now, man. Who you like?
Rodney and Sheldon, I had to go to the big board for that. I used pi and root and MC squared, and I did all the equations, you know, and I up there all night setting the big board and putting all the variables together. And one thing stood out more than anything, Ben Roethlisberger is 9-2 in playoff games.
Mm.
And you can't take that away from him. So, and the Steelers do have some kind of mystique. I don't know what it is. But when they get in big games, they pull through. And I've seen them do it. I've seen New York choke. I don't know which team going to show up. 17-10 Pittsburgh.
Wow. 17-10 Pittsburgh. Well, you mentioned how Roethlisberger is 9-2 in playoff games. There is one quarterback with a better record in playoff games. That's Mark Sanchez. He's 5-1 in his second season in the NFL. Now, I gotta go with the Jets on this pick, and I'm going to tell you why. It's real simple for me. Y'all know I'm a Cowboy fan. The Steelers franchise has one more Super Bowl than the Cowboys have right now. They got 6. Cowboys have 5.
Is that why you're picking them?
And if they get another Super Bowl, they're going to put them 2 ahead of Dallas. So I'm going with the Jets. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys
out of this, Rodney. It's in Cowboys
Stadium. I don't want the Steelers to go 2 up on the Cowboys in their stadium.
Wow.
I'm going with the Jets.
It will be Green Bay versus the Steelers in the Super Bowl, and I would love to see Green Bay beat up on the Steelers at Texas Stadium. Now, that I could live with.
I can live with that, too. Yeah. I'm not a real Pittsburgh fan, but – I can't put my finger on it, but they do have this mystique. The ball bounces their way. They're kind of like the Lakers. You know, they get in the playoffs. Everything goes their way. So, what's to stop it now? And that's the only reason why I'm picking them. I would love to see the Jets beat on them. But I'm just, like I said, I had to go to the big board on this one.
Yeah.
My pickers came out Pittsburgh. Right.
Now, we got some reaction in the chat room before we go. About 60 seconds left. A lot of people saying Tremont Williams is going to be the X factor in that game. I think so as well, too. So let's recap real quick. Rick just texted in his vote. He's got the Jets also. So we split on both games. Royce, you got the Bears and the Steelers in Dallas. Chosen, you got the Packers and Steelers in Dallas. I've got the Bears and Jets. And Rick has got the Packers and the Jets. So everyone's kind of split. So we will have a true winner on Monday's show. Make sure you guys tune in. Enjoy football this weekend, and we'll see you guys on Monday. Listen to the RF Sports Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Download us on iTunes or follow us on the website, rfsportsradio.com. Enjoy your weekend, everyone, and we will see you guys on Monday.